Welcome, everyone. It's time for the good stuff. Thanks so much for joining us. I want to tell you a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News because I think I've got a great gift idea for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to subscribe, and that special person you're getting something for can be arriving weekly. There'll be a gift all year long that you get local, national, international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports. There is so much included in Tri-State Livestock News. So make sure you check it out. Make sure you get that subscription started for that Christmas gift. TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to plan a vacation right here in the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com. Check out 50 things to do. Plus, maybe you want to do a waterfall tour, some little bird watching coming up next year, or even this wintertime. And it's all available by starting at visitvalentine.com. And Kim, you had something for us for the good stuff today to start things off?
I do indeed. Well, I have some family stories to share.
A family story is always a good one.
Well, actually, I'm going to kick off with, I came across this quote and I just couldn't believe it. The quote is, an optimist is a person who starts a new diet on Thanksgiving Day. That's, now you might be sitting there thinking, like, who would do that? That's a pretty tough time to say you're going to go on a diet. But I got to tell you, my brother-in-law, Russ, sat there the evening of Thanksgiving and we were sorting out leftovers to send to people. And he goes, no, he didn't want any of that stuff. He was starting a diet the next day.
After supper, we started the diet.
Yep. Anyway, and another, this is from Jean, our sister-in-law. Obviously, Thanksgiving took a toll on me. Again, this is Jean, our sister-in-law. She posted this in Facebook. I ate well as I do every holiday, but I'm having regrets. This afternoon, I bought a cute sweater at the thrift store. Loved the color. Thought it looked good on me and could picture it with leggings and new boots I had ordered earlier. When I got home, I was hanging it up and checked the tag in the back and in small print saw the dreaded words, maternity. What? I didn't know whether to laugh or cry, but I'm going to laugh. I'm going to wear it, and I'm going to enjoy it. Now, about that leftover pumpkin pie in the kitchen.
Thanks, Jean. Here's something that I stole off of Facebook from a friend of ours, Ron Lauer, of Valentine. It's called Gone Fishing. I finished life's chores assigned to me, so put me on a boat, headed out to sea. Please send along my fishing pole, for I've been invited to the fishing hole. Where every day is a day to fish, to fill your heart with every wish. Don't worry or feel sad for me. I'm fishing with the master of the sea. We will miss each other for a while, but you will come and bring your smile. That won't be long, you see, till we're together, you and me. To all of those that think of me, be happy as I go out to sea. If others wonder why I'm missing, just tell them I've gone fishing. That was, Ron had put that out there, written by Delmar Pepper.
And it's time now for a bush pilot story. A bush pilot drops Bob and Ted, two moose hunters at a remote lake in northern Ontario. He tells them that he'll be back in a week and warns them that his plane won't be able to take off with more than one moose. The next week he returns and, sure enough, the hunters have bagged two moose. The pilot tells them there's no way they can take off with the two moose. Ted says, I don't know. The pilot last year took off with two moose. To which Bob adds, yeah, but maybe he wasn't a total coward. Not wanting to be outdone, the pilot loads up everything and they start to move down the lake. The plane is gathering speed, but the pines on the shore are rapidly approaching. Finally, the plane gets airborne, but one wing clips the top of the tree. The plane spins, crashes into the trees, and breaks apart. Sometime later, Ted regains consciousness and begins searching for his buddy. He finds him, and when he wakes him up, Bob asks, do you have any idea where we are? Ted replies, I think about 200 yards further than last year.
That was a tidy bit of information they forgot to do that.
Yes.
So here's something from Lincoln Rogers to end the program today. May a Stetson lie close to your favorite boots. May a saddle be where you set. May you always remember your Western roots, full of try and empty of quit. From Lincoln Rogers today. And again, if you have something to share on the good stuff, please send it to us. Maybe it's holiday related, something original or something you found somewhere. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for the good stuff.